Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to get through. The room, lightning bets, the room stuff, college football and the NFL. We've got both for you guys, so looking forward to that. But first, Sam promised his wedding schedule for Sunday. It is Sunday. He will be able to watch the big game Saturday night in college, but he's officiating a wedding this weekend, and he's got a full-on schedule for Sunday. When does it start?
Groomsmen arrive at 10:30 a.m. Joy.
Stop.
Photography starts. Yep. Yep. 10:30. Photography starts at 11. Groomsmen arrive to venue 11:45 p.m. It says p.m., but it's a.m., obviously. From 12 to 2, we have the first look, wedding party photos, and family photos. At 2:15, for 30 minutes, there's a tea ceremony. Yes. During NFL Sunday.
What does
that mean? I don't know. I don't know.
This is the start of the witching hour.
Tea ceremony.
No tea. At 2:15. Witching hour.
2:15 p.m. Right around fourth quarter time. I'm going to be at a tea ceremony.
Crumpets.
3:30. More photos in the bridal suite. Because we need more photos at 3:30.
You already had the reveal.
Okay, 4 o'clock else? Ceremony begins.
Well, it's going to be 3 hours.
4:30 cocktail hour, hors d'oeuvres. 5:30 reception and toasts.
Dude, you're toast. You're toast. There's no toast. Yes. You're toast. That's like 3-4 hours. You can't even do anything. You're gonna get caught looking at your phone and getting yelled at.
No doubt.
You're not even married.
I'm only officiating. We'll see.
5 o'clock on a Sunday, dude.
The tea ceremony blew my mind. At 2:15 to 2:45.
You can leave that, right? You can escape that. No?
The problem is I have to marry them. And I love them. I can't be tanked as much as I want to be.
But why do you have to be there for all of these events? Like, the person that married me...
I'm standing up in the wedding, too. It's like a hybrid role.
That's the part that you got screwed on. Like, officiating the wedding.
It's about me. On NFL Sunday, it should be about me, but it's not.
Yeah. No, but you totally got screwed. Because if you weren't also standing up, you wouldn't have to be there for all of this. You wouldn't have to be there for all the photos. Oh, damn. When did you realize that this was a mistake?
This week.
I would have realized the day I got the invite. This is all bad.
That far ahead. Did not.
Oh, man.
Did not think that far ahead.
Big weekend. Big weekend. So you got that. And as of tomorrow, I am going to be the father of a teenager. Jack is turning 13.
Let's go, Jack.
As if I didn't feel old enough.
As if I don't have Paul telling me every 5 minutes how old I am. Now I have a teenager in the house. Oh, yay me.
Are you going to his birthday party?
No. That's on Sunday. Third, am I going to the bowling alley during NFL? No. No. You're locked up. But I have a choice in the matter. Listen, you don't have a choice on Sunday. But the actual birthday is Saturday. Oh, man. All right, let's we got the schedule. I'm sorry, man. My condolences.
Thank you.
Sucks. Let's find out about the room. Paul Aspen, college. Let's start there.
Where's the room?
Long guitar there. Get this hype. What do we have for Saturday to fade?
Number 5 most bet college side at BetMGM for week 5. Indiana, -8.5.
Yep.
Maybe Kirk's 10 toes prediction starts now. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 4 is from the Penn State Oregon game. Oregon, +3.
Oh, you knew it! You knew it was coming! You knew it!
Public dog. That duck is dead,
duck
dude.
Now?
That duck on Jeff's hockey sweater, gone.
You Let's go. Knew it. You knew it was coming.
Number 3. Most bet college football side at BetMGM for this weekend is from the Alabama-Georgia game. Oh. Georgia, -3.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Let's go.
Oh, we're going to make all the money this weekend. All of it.
Sam, do you think USC is going to be a top 2 slot?
I don't know.
Okay. What do we have?
Number 2, most bet side at BetMGM is from the Big Ten. Ohio State, -8.
Oh. I have Washington. Okay. That makes me happy. I literally am on... I'm on
You're
Penn Oppo State.
Everything.
I'm on Penn State, Washington, and Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 most bet side from BetMGM for this college football weekend comes from tonight's slate. Florida State, -7.
That's okay. The number 1 bet? Florida State?
Well, probably just because it's tonight.
Because it's tonight.
Yeah, I guess. But these bets remind Public people, dog. Paul, what the record is in college.
4-20-1 for -18 units.
Oregon.
And the most
public dog. Bet, love it.
Most bet dog to win outright. Quack, quack.
Oh, Thomas. Yeah, of course. Because Franklin doesn't win big games.
Yep. All right. Good call, Jake. Nate Collins in the house. He sent us a picture the other day, right? Or he sent us a screenshot, something about Virginia. I forgot what it was.
I brought up Virginia earlier during our segment. Yeah. I said I like Virginia +7. Oh, this is going to be a fun weekend until Sunday when I'm at the tea party.
Yeah.
I was trying to hold out hope for you. Like, maybe the tea party is like, all right, let's go watch football for 30 minutes.
Do you know the TV situation? Is there a TV anywhere on the premises?
I don't know.
NFL. All right, Paul. NFL. Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Number 5, most bet side at BetMGM for NFL Week 4, Ravens, -2.5.
Love
I'm
it.
I'm on the Chiefs.
Love it.
This one, number 4, kind of applies, but like the numbers obviously move. Commanders, -1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're saying exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which was, that's I mean, a horrible still think it was bet. Weird coming into today. Yeah.
Considering now they're plus two.
It's yeah. like we faded the room all week, and we didn't even know what the room was. It's number three.
Number three. They are waking up early, apparently, or making the bet and going to see what happens. Vikings minus 2.5 in Dublin.
I got the
over. Gotta lay 2.5 because the Vikings open plus one, but you gotta lay 2.5. Interesting.
Yeah.
Number two, most bet side, and this lines up with what Chuck Esposito told us. Packers minus 7 on Sunday night.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And the number one most bet side at BetMGM for this weekend.
It's the Colts.
You might want to stay. No, they're not listed. Might want to stay from Chargers and Survivor. Chargers minus 6.5 against Jackson
Dart. Wow. Number one bet. Chargers going across the country facing a rookie quarterback, and they only have to win by 7. Brilliant. Why didn't I think of that?
I love it. Especially the college ones. Okay, so college, 5-1, Indiana, Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, and Florida State, number one. NFL sides, Baltimore, Washington, Minnesota 3, Green Bay 2, the Chargers, number one. No public dogs. I'm surprised that the Indianapolis Colts are not among the top 5. I really am. We'll see if we get there. All right, contest plays. Sam, you want to knock out Atlanta? You're taking Atlanta plus one? The contest?
Might as well just put it in. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay, Atlanta plus one. I'll go Chiefs plus 2.5. I think we all Paul? Agree there.
Yep. In on that, Rams minus 3.5.
Yes, sir. Okay, this is when it gets a little bit challenging.
You took Chiefs. I know you guys don't want to do Titans. What about Browns plus 10?
I'd rather do Titans.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'll do Titans. Yeah, I'll do 7.
We should do an ugly dog, but I can go either. I mean, I won't fight it if you're both strong on Browns.
Callahan's not calling plays this week. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, if you guys are both in on it, I'm fine.
And then you got to pick the last one.
They're not giving us 7 in Green Bay, Dallas. The last one, I go Bengals, plus 7.5.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm never laying that with Bo Nix.
No. Cannot. Okay, so Atlanta, dog KC, dog Cincinnati, dog Tennessee, dog, and the favorite is the Rams. That checks out. All right, very good. Sam, you're off on Sunday morning. Femi in for you?
Femi's in. I'll be back Monday. Okay. Sitting next to Jake. Right. And I have one last thing to say to the people. Roll Tide!
Let's go, man. It's going to be a great weekend. Best of luck. Hope you can watch some football. Oh, man. I know you're going to have a bunch of stories. So looking forward to that. Join us Monday. I'll be here, BetMGM Game Day, at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. East, 8 a.m. Eastern, rather. Times are mixed up. Talk Monday right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.